Be'ezer Shem Mizbeuchu begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, and the laws of the Korban Pesach, and the Sefer Korbanos of that of the personal sacrifices. When this Perek Rambam continues in the theme of the opening Perek, which is discussing the Shechitas of Pesach, in regards to have the Shechita actually requires being counted as a member of the group of this Korban Pesach. This Rambam begins Halacha Alf, qualifying this Halacha of being counted on the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach could only be slaughtered for those who are counted on this Korban Pesach. I mean, they're a member of the group. Shlomek says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, Techeisu al Haseh, which Techeisu means the terminology of counted, where it has to be counted al Haseh. What does it mean al Haseh? Sounds like that as if when it's alive. Melamed shen mismanim malav, this teaches that one has to be counted on it, kishuchai, when the animal is still alive. And these members that are counted as a member of this Korban Pesach, him and the Korban, they're what's called the members of this group. Now let's say an individual is selling the Korban Pesach for himself, there's no group, it's just him. So kosher, that's valid. But however, it has to be that it's fit for him to eat up the whole thing himself, because we don't want there to be any leftovers. Now we attempt that initially should not be slaughtered for an individual. It says in the pasuk Midbar, Yasu, I say they should make it, which means that there should be more than one member in the group. Now Halacha Gimel, there are certain stipulations to be considered a member of the group, to be considered a minuyan. In Shechnas a Pesach, you don't slaughter the Korban Pesach, Ela al Misharu Lechel, only for someone that's fit to eat. Now, let's say one of the members of the group was a minor, or a zakon, or an elderly person, or someone sick. So, if he could eat an olive-sized piece of the meat, well, then it's considered being able to eat. Then you slaughter it on him as a member of the group. But if not, you cannot slaughter it on him for him being counted. Shemek says in the pasuk, in Shemais, ish levi achle, every man according to his eating, which is achiyaro lechel, until he's fit to eat. Now, even if you have a group of 100 people, but you don't have one of them that could eat a gezayis, you can't slaughter on them, because again, you could, to be considered a member has to be that you're able to eat a gezayis. Halacha dalad, moreover, you don't make a group of just women and slaves, or minors and slaves, because there shouldn't be any frivolity amongst them where there's no men there, it's just women and children, or women and slaves, or minors and slaves. But you could make a group purely of women, and that's a filo b'Pesach Sheni, even by the second Korban Pesach, which has more restrictions in regards to who's included, a kul avadim, or if it's all of slaves, which have the same halacha like women. And v'sheichin al katanim, you could also slaughter as a member for that of minors, shiyu mechlal b'nei chabur, that they could be part of the members of the group. But lo yishetiyeh chabur kul katanim, but you shouldn't have a group that's all entirely of minors, in contrast to that, let's say of women, because minors don't have intelligence and they're going to cause it to be left over, the Isser of Neser. So you don't make a group that's purely of just sick people, or elderly people, or those who are mourning for the death of a relative that died that day. Now, although that evening they're able to eat, but since their eating is very small and meager, either because they're elderly, because they're mourning, they might leave over from the Korban Pesach, be available to see peace, and the quarter to be invalidated, which we don't want. Now, but vim avru b'shachtu al-chaburza, but if they did violate this initial restriction and they slaughtered just for a group of, let's say, elderly people or the mourners, then kosher, ultimately, after the fact, it is valid. V'chein ninesin chaburu kol again. So too, we shouldn't make a group that's purely of just converts, because shemi yedakhtu kaboy, because they might be precise, because they're not people that were born knowing about the Torah, and they're very stringent in analyzing every single part, and they're going to invalidate it for no purpose. But again, ultimately, at the end of the day, if they slaughtered for them a group just purely of Gerim, it would be valid. Halacha continues regarding if, let's say, it was slaughtered for someone that it's not fit for. So, let's say the Korban Pesach was slaughtered for members that are not part of this group. So let's say there's one individual that it's not fit for him to eat an olive size. Let's say we're slaughtered for those who are uncircumcised, or those that are tummy, and all these individuals are not able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So apostle, so that Korban Pesach is invalid. It wasn't slaughtered l'minuyev for those who are appropriate to eat it. Let's say it was slaughtered for someone that could eat, and some that cannot eat the kazayas. Or limnuyib or shalimnuyib, meaning it was slaughtered for some that are members and some that are not members. Or limulim arayilim, or for those that are circumcised and those that are not circumcised. Lutermal tamein, but those that are pure and those that are tamein. Oh, then kasha, then that's going to be valid. Because those that are fit for it, they'll eat it according to the halacha. The others, as if they weren't thinking about them, and they're not considered part of the equation, and therefore they're still members that it's fit for. Let's say we slaughtered for those who are appropriate, for those who are circumcised. But when they sprayed the blood of the Korban Pesach, that was for those who are circumcised and uncircumcised. Here, puzzle. In contrast to what we said in the previous halacha regarding the shechita, here it's going to be invalid, where it says in the Torah, v'chol arol lo yochol boy. Kol arol sounds like only if it's totally of those who are uncircumcised. But if let's say some are circumcised, some are not, it wouldn't be a problem. But then it says, zeischu kesah pesach, which teaches us that that was only said regarding shechita. But regarding zrika, that's what this halacha we're saying, that would be invalid even if only some of them are uncircumcised. And the reason why it's more stringent by zrika than by shechita is zrika chamur, because spraying the blood is more stringent. She ikar carbon, which is the primary part of the carbon, which that's the only part of the void that establishes the carbon as pigal, which only by the zrika, and therefore it's going to be possible. Let's say shechatu lemulim. Let's say slaughtered for those who are circumcised. She yiskapru by that with the intention of that the atonement, which is through the zrika sadam, should be for arelim, for those who are uncircumcised. So it's by the shechita. He's slaughtering for the circumcised, with the intention that the zrika, that the atonement should be for those who are arelim, apostles can be invalid. Sheri yesh machshavas arelim zrika, because you're having a thought of for the uncircumcised by the zrika, which we said is mochamer, and therefore it's going to invalidate it. Shchatu la'eichlav. Let's say we slaughtered for those who could eat it. Lizrik dom meishaloi la'eichlav. So that, but that the blood should be sprayed for those that cannot eat it, like the elderly or the sick. So a pesach kasha. Here the Korban Pesach is going to be valid, but ve'inon mirsid dechabas, a person not going to fill his obligation. So it's a kosher carbon, as we find certain places like Meshalei Lashma, but the person does not fill his obligation. And the reason for that is, Lefisha imach shebes eichel mezrika, because this that we spoke about by zrika, that doesn't apply for regards to those who could or could not eat it. So if someone's thinking by vizrika sadam, for let's say elderly person or a sick person that cannot eat kadais, that would not invalidate the carbon, because the pasuk of ish lefi achle tochaisu, which is that we would learn out that he has to be for those that could eat it, was said regarding shechita and not regarding zrika, and therefore that would not invalidate the carbon. Halacha zayin. Mishu bor b'shah shechita. Someone was healthy, because we're saying a sick person is different than a healthy person. Someone healthy during the time of the shechita. But v'chel b'shah zrika, by the time they came to the zrika zadam, he was ill. The other way around, he was sick when the shechita was done, but avar b'shah zrika, he was finally healthy at the time the zrika was done. Ein sheich to mezrika lab, no, we don't slaughter and spray the blood of a Korban Pesach at sheyibari m'shah shechita at sheh zrika, until he's healthy from the shechita till the zrika. Again, we don't do it for someone that's not healthy and will be considered as a chayla. Halacha ches. Now we're talking about regarding someone slaughters the Korban Pesach for his family members, and depending on who they are, what the halacha is going to be. So Sheikh Adam Ali Bnei Ali Day, and someone could slaughter for the purposes of Bnei Yubita Ketanim, his minor sons and daughters, by the Avdi Bishop Chasa Ketanim, for his non-Jewish slave and slave woman, B'Medaitim B'Mishle Medaitim. And this could be done with their intent, their consent, and without their consent, because they're under his jurisdiction. But in a sheichet ali dibnei bita gedolim, but he cannot automatically slaughter for his adult sons and daughters. Lo da'av di b'shav chas ever, not for his male and female servants. Which interestingly, even though the shivcha is his Jewish male and female servants, where even though the amhavria is only when she's a minor, and because when she becomes an adult, she actually goes free. Still, you can only slaughter, as this halacha is saying, with her consent, because since he doesn't have a chiyuv of chinuch, it's not his own daughter, so she actually could protest. Or, v'lo yal di ishtay, neither could he slaughter for his wife. El medaitim, all these cases are only with their consent. Now, v'mishosh k'blei michu, if they're sound, they don't protest, when he's slaughtering it, says, okay, I'm going to include them on it, harizim medaitim, so that's considered with their consent. Halacha tes. Shachar adi b'nei bita ketan, let's say he slaughters for his minor sons and daughters. V'adi avdi v'shav chasa ketan, and for his a male and female non-Jewish servants, which we said are under his jurisdiction, with or without their consent. Now, but v'holcha v'shachat him last, they go and they protest, and they go and they slaughter their own Korban Pesach for themselves. still Yitzim Mishal Rabim, they fulfill their obligation with their master, with their father, because they're included in his jurisdiction. Now, Halacha Yudbad, Shachar al de Ishta Yubinoy Yubita Hagedayim. Let's say slaughtered for his wife or his adult children. Why do Avdi B'Shapachas even men for his Jewish male and female servants? But Shachtim Lassim, they slaughtered for themselves. Ein Lucha Micha Godim, there's no greater protest than saying, we're not part of yours, when they make an action which speaks louder than words. And they go ahead and they make their own Karban Pesach, and they're in the Yitzim El Bishal Asim, they're only going to fulfill their obligation with their own Karban Pesach. Now, Lachi Yadav, continue regarding one of these cases, Ha'isha, regarding the woman, Sheba Beis Bala, which she's in her husband's household. Shachar Leo Aviyah B'Shachar Leo Bala. Let's say her father is Tachdaril, he always has a daughter in mind, he slaughters the Karban Pesach with her as a member. And so to the husband, he goes and he slaughters his Karban Pesach with his wife as a member. So the halacha is teichah mishal bala, she eats from a husband, that's whose domain she's in. Now, well, let's say hoisin nechpezes lo lechas lebeis avia. Let's say she was hastily going to go to her father's household. V'regel harishon asamach l'nisraeha, the first yomtiv, right after they got married. Keder kalabanas, like all Jewish daughters that are excited to go back to their father's household. And we have the same case of b'shachar l'avia, b'shachar l'bala, and both her new husband and her father went and shechted the Karban Pesach with her in mind. Teichah mishal avia. In this case, she's considered as part of her father's household for the Yom Tov, and she eats from her father's Karban Pesach. Now, Mekame Eilach, but from this point onwards, when we're talking about a Yom Tov that's not right after she got married, even though she's hasty to go to her father's household, Teichah Melokam Shei Reitzah. So in contrast to the first Yom Tov, where it's automatically her father, or like a regular woman when it's later Yom Tov, where she goes from her husband, here where it's she's still hasty to go to her father's household, but it's not the first Yom Tov, then Teichah Melokam Shei Reitzah, she could eat from whichever one she wants to, but stipulating as long as she already selected which place she wants to by the time the Karban Pesach is being slaughtered, because if she doesn't reveal her intention, she actually won't be able to eat from either one of them, because we won't say Brera retroactively to say by biblical law which you have to have been qualified as a group member already at the time of the Shechita. So to the same Allah is applied to an orphan, and where we have the caretakers, where there's two caretakers, each one of them had a mind for the orphan to be part of his Karban Pesach, he could eat from whichever one he wants to. Now, we say this b'yasim katan, by a minor orphan, in contrast because of a gadol, by an adult orphan, where actually they could only slaughter him with his own consent because he's an adult, but since they both notified and said, look, we have you on our Karban Pesach, so it's actually like as if he was counted on two different Karban Pesachs. So, nasa kamam na'atzmash ne'psach, it's like as if he made himself a member of two different Karban Pesachs. Now, the halacha is v'mamna atzma shnei pesachim. Someone makes himself a member of two different Karban Pesachs. In oichel elamin anishcha derishon, he only gets to eat from the one that's slaughtered first, and that's the one that he's considered as a member of. Halachid beis evet shal shnei shutafin. If you have a servant of two different partners, now they both slaughtered, having in mind the slave. So bisman shemek piten zel zeshala yignevenu, when they're both particular one the other, they don't want him to. You don't go ahead and spend more time with the slave so that he shouldn't steal him away from the other partner. So then lo yichum eshashnem, he's not allowed to eat from either one of them because his other master who owns him, at least half of him, doesn't want him to fraternize with the other partner eating the seder night by him. But the main mak piten, if they're not particular makan shir tziyachal, again he has the same halacha like the yasim and like the woman, then he could eat from whichever one he wants to because he's included on either one. Halacha yud gimel. Someone that's half slave, half free person. Or let's say he was owned by two partners and one let him free. So then, so he shouldn't eat not from the master because the part of him that's free is not under that. And he also shouldn't eat from his own so that it shouldn't cause a delay for his master to free him, which he has an obligation to free him. So rather, until he becomes a totally free person, then he could go ahead and eat from his own Karban Pesach. And we're speaking about that you have to be a member of the Karban Pesach. How many members could you have on one Karban Pesach? So actually, as long as there's an olive-sized piece for every single member. Now, the Nimna love, you could be still continue to be counted as a member. Or or you could withdraw your membership. Actually, until the Karban Pesach is slaughtered. Once it's slaughtered, he cannot remove his membership anymore. So because it was already slaughtered on him, and the pasuk says, you can only diminish yourself only as long as the animal is still alive. Now, let's say nimnu lab. Let's say there were members already counted on this Karban Pesach. Then they got new members to join. So for the first ones that they still had an olive size amount for each one, they could eat from it on the Seder night, and they could be exempt from making a second Karban Pesach. But Vachreinim, the later members, Shirabu, that there were so many members at Shalaynim Sabah Kizar's Kalecha that it turns out that they took on too many members. There wasn't enough of olive slices for each and every one. Einam Eichem, they cannot eat from it. Vachim Las Pesach Shein, they have to make another Korban Pesach. Halachat Hezvav concludes regarding the measurement of the eating of the members. Hamamna Acherim Imay Al Chelka. If someone has a portion of Korban Pesach, and he says, look, you don't have a place to go, come, join me in my group. But the rest of the group members didn't know about these other people that he's helping them join with his own portion. So the rest of the group members are permitted to go ahead and give that person his portion after it's roasted, because it's roasted whole. At the time when it's being eaten, in other words, even at the time of that when it's eating, you're not allowed to take out a Korban Pesach from one chabur to another chabur. They're allowed to divide it and have each one eat separately. Where the rest of the group members are going to eat from their parts, and he's going to eat his portion with the others that he said, hey, come join me. But in the second group, we're talking about they're all in the same house, and there's no partition separating them, because if not, that would be forbidden, because a Korban Pesach cannot be in two groups, but they could have them separate, don't eat on the same table as us. And similarly, so let's say you have a group member, one of them is a glutton. They're allowed to get rid of him. But notice the Chalke said, look, this is your portion. He'll eat in his own group, because again, he's just going to grab more than what's fear. Now, but if he's not a glutton, he's just like the rest. In Mishram L'Chalke, then they're allowed to separate and divide him and send him off, because he's like every group member, and they have to eat together.